Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Yisrael Shahayu Arisin Laivdi Chavim Basuria. If there was a Yisrael, a Yid, who was an Aris, a sharecropper, where he works on the landowner's field to get a percentage of the crop, and he's working Laivdi Chavim for a non-Jewish landowner, Basuria, in the country of Syria. Syria was next to Yisrael, it was land that was conquered by David HaMelech, and does not have 100% status as being part of Eretz Yisrael. Many obligations that it had were only Midrabanan. So regarding Chalav, this is Maisers. The Yisrael is working on the field of this non-Jew in Syria and getting a percentage of the field. Rabbi Eliezer and Machayev Perisim B'Maisers V'Shvias. Rabbi Eliezer held that the Yisrael must take off Maisers and he has to treat the produce with the Halachas V'Shvias on the Shemitah year. The fact that he gets a percentage makes him that he has to follow these obligations in Midrabanan and Surya. Rabbi Gamliel exempts him because since the land is owned at least partially by a non-Jew, so there's an exemption from these obligations of Maaser and Shvias. It's unlike Eretz Yisrael that he would be obligated. Here in Surya there's leniency that if the guy, non-Jew, has any ownership in the land, then the worker over there, even though he's getting a percentage, does not have to take off Meiser, does not have to treat it with Shemitah. So, Rebbe Eliezer is more Machmir, and Rebbe Gamliel is Mekel. The Mishnah brings another Machlaikis. Rebbe Gamliel Aymer Shtei Chalas B'Surya. Two portions of Chala have to be separated in Surya from the dough. And these two portions are going to be discussed in the next Mishnah. We're going to discuss this. That in Chutz Laretz, there were two portions that were separated. One of them was assumed to be Tame, and therefore it had to be burnt. The other one, Chazal required a second portion to be given, and given to the Kayan, that he could eat. And this was not a real Chala. It wasn't really the status of Chala, but the Rabbanan required it to be given. And that's in Chutz Laretz. So over here, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shtei Chalas B'Surya, you have to give two Chalas in Surya. It's like Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chala Achas. It has to be given one Chala only, just like in Eretz Yisrael. You separate one portion for Chala. So here, the Machmer and the Mekel are reversed. Rabbi Gamliel over here is Machmer, requires two Chalas. Rabbi Eliezer is Mekel. The Mishnah says, Achzu Kulei Shabbat Gamliel V'Kulei Shabbat Eliezer. Originally, they took the leniency of Rabbi Gamliel and the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer. So they went lenient like Rabbi Gamliel in the first machlekes that exempted this sharecropper from Meiser and Shemitah, and that it's not considered like Eretz Yisrael in that regard. And then they took the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer that it's only obligated one portion of Chala as if it's Eretz Yisrael. And then Chazru Lina Kedivre Ben Gamliel B'Shtei Drachim. They changed their ways, and they accepted upon Rabbi Gamliel's opinion on both areas, and they took on the stringency of separating two chalas in Chutz La'aretz in Surya. And this is because the Rav says that one is not supposed to take leniency from here, leniency from there. Mishnah in Erevin says, Ha'isik kekulei mar kekulei mar Russia. Someone who does like the kula of this opinion, the kula of this opinion, when they don't really make sense when added together, is considered a Russia. Mishnah Ches discusses different lands in Eretz Yisrael, and it's based on different lands that were conquered at different time. When Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael the first time, they conquered a certain amount of land. Then they went to Golas Babel. Ezra came back and brought them back to Israel and conquered certain lands, but not necessarily as much as before. And then there are certain lands that were never conquered in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah discusses three different boundaries. From Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Shalosh Aretz Lechala. There's three different lands, three different status of lands regarding where Eretz Yisrael is regarding Chala. Me'art Yisrael, the main part of Eretz Yisrael, Ad Kaziv, until Kaziv in the north, there's a city in the north, that's Chala Echos. Only one portion of Chala has to be given in Eretz Yisrael. It's kept Tahar, it's given to the Kain needs it. Me'kaziv, Va'ara Nahar, Va'ara Mana, from Kaziv and to the east to the river, and to the west to Amana, on either side of it, those were areas that were part of the original conquering when they went up from Mitzrayim, but it was not reconquered by Ezra when he came up after Galus Babel. So it's an area that used to be obligated in Meiser, in Chala, but it's no longer obligated in Midiraisa because it was not conquered by Ezra. So then, Shtei Chalas, two portions of Chala are given. Achas la'or, one of them has to be burnt, because since it's not an Eretz Yisrael proper, Chazal were concerned that people are tummy there, because the bodies buried there, people are not as careful with them outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they may bury them in random places, people can get tumah from it, and everyone's considered tummy there. Therefore, they would burn the first portion of Chala, and the second one, va'achas l'kain, the second one would be given to a kain, so that the people would understand that the reason why the first one was burnt is because it was tummy, but not because we burned tahar chala. And the Mishnah says, sha'ar yesh l'shir, the one that was burnt, you had to follow the shir, you had to give the right amount, either 1/24th for a private batch, or 1/48th for a batch that was made to sell the chalas. But the portion that was given to the Kayan didn't have a shear, and you can give even smaller than that amount. And even though they would have preferred that there should be a shear and a larger amount to the one that's eaten by the Kayan, but over here, they had to put the proper shear on the one being burnt, because that was the one that resembled more the original Chala. And even though it's not really Chala Midaraisa, but since this was a land that at one point in time was obligated, therefore, it looks more like the real Chala, and therefore that portion had to be the right shear, 1/24th or 1/48th. That's two of the lands. The third land, the third area is Minanar, Uminamana, Vilafnim, so this is beyond the river and beyond Amana, that's area that's north and beyond Eretz Yisrael. So then, Shtei Chalas, two portions of Chala are also given, Achas Le V'Achas L'Kayin, one that's burnt in fire and one that's given to the Kayin. Shal Ar Ein L'Shir, the one that's burnt does not need a shear. V'Shal Kayin Yesh L'Shir, the one that's given to the Kayin does have the shear of 1/24 or 1/48. And here, Chazal preferred that the one that's going to be eaten by the Kayin should have the shear and have a greater amount. The one burnt can be smaller. And this Chala does not resemble at all Chala Midaraisa, because it's in land that never was conquered as part of Eretz Yisrael. So they weren't concerned that the first piece of Chala that he takes to burn has less than the shear. The Mishnah continues, Utvul Yaim Eichla. There's a leniency over here that in Chutz La'aretz, this that you have to separate two portions, burn one and give the second one to the Kayin, that's only if you don't have a Kayin that's capable of eating the first portion. But if you have a tvul yom, a kohen who already went to the mikvah, all he needs to wait until the evening, until all the tumah is removed, he's a very low-level status of tumah now. This kohen that's a tvul yom, he already went to the mikvah, from his tumah, the Rav says this is specifically tumah yetz migufa, tumah from bodily emissions, and he went to the mikvah for that, so then he can receive the first portion of Chala and Chutz La'aretz, and then there would be no need to separate two portions. Just one portion would be good enough. Rabbi Yezi is even more lenient. He says that in Chutz La'aretz, you don't even need a tevila. Any tumma that the kohen has, even if he's tummy, he can still eat the first portion, and therefore, practically speaking, Rabbi Yezi is never going to require separation of two portions of Chala, because even a tummy kohen is capable of eating from the Chala and Chutz La'aretz. It's only Midrabanan, and they were lenient in this regard. And therefore, one portion can be separated, and it can be given to a Tamei Kain. The Mishnah continues, and it says the line, this is going like the Rabbanan, the first opinion, not Rabbi Yasi. V'asura l'zavim, ul'zavis, ul'anida, ul'yaledis. The Chala and Chutz La'aretz is Asr, it's forbidden to these Tamei people, Azav and Azava, male and female, people that have these sickly discharges from them, Lanida, or a Nida woman, Lioletus, a woman that had a baby, all these people have Tumma, they can't eat from the Chala and Chutzlaritz according to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi again disagreed with this, he said they don't need Tefillah, they can always eat from it. The Mishnah lists two other leniencies with the Chala and Chutzlaritz. Generally, a Kohen should not eat Chala at the same table as a non-Kohen, because he may end up having the non-Kohen eat from it. And also, he can't give it to someone, even a Kohen, who's not trusted on being careful to eat Chulin B'Tara, keeping the Chulin Tar. You wouldn't be able to give him the Chala because he may be Metamet. He's not careful on these things. But over here, with the Chala and Chutzlaritz, we were lenient in both these regards. The Mishnah says, "V'nachelas imazar al shulchan, kain can eat it, even with a zar, with a non-kain on the same table, and we're not concerned that the zar, the non-kain, might eat from it. V'nitanis l'chol kain, and it can be given to any kain, even one who's not trusted to keep chulin tahar, and we're not concerned that he may come to be metama the chala and chutzlaritz, because we're more lenient on the chalas chutzlaritz."